We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Understanding the Gospel. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians 15, 1-2. Now I want to make clear for you, brothers and sisters, the gospel that I preached to you, that you received and on which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. I have just read from the New English Translation. I once had a conversation with a colleague who often told me how much he admired my lifestyle and devotion to God. He was not a believer in the Lord Jesus, though he claimed to believe in God. As we spoke, it became clear that the difference between general belief in God and saving faith is Jesus Christ himself. You cannot preach the gospel without preaching Christ. The gospel is the message about Christ. If Christ is not at the center of the message, it is not the gospel of God. The Apostle Paul found it necessary to clearly define for the Corinthians the gospel they had received, so that they would understand exactly what it was and what it was not. He went on to explain Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. He then devoted significant attention to the resurrection of the dead in 1 Corinthians 15, showing that it is an essential part of the gospel message. The resurrection is not a side doctrine. Remove it from the gospel, and you remove hope. Paul declares that if our hope in Christ is only for this life, we are, of all people, most to be pitied. 1 Corinthians 15:19. When hope is removed, faith weakens. Faith draws its strength from eternal expectation. In our time, there is a version of the gospel that focuses almost entirely on prosperity and improvement in this present life, while neglecting the coming of the Lord and the resurrection of the dead. It fails to remind believers that the greatest blessings of this present life cannot compare with the glory that will be revealed in the resurrected state. When the gospel is reduced to material advancement, it loses its eternal weight. The true gospel speaks to every person, whether rich or poor, educated or uneducated, young or old, because it addresses humanity's deepest need and offers eternal hope. Go into today remembering that the true gospel of God centers on Christ, his death, his resurrection, and the hope of the life to come. Stand firmly on that message. It is the power of God unto salvation. Prayer. Lord, help me to walk in the reality and power of the true gospel. Let my faith be anchored in Christ and in the hope of eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from Psalms 149 to 150. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.